This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is the eve of Merdeka, and joining me from home is
Arvind Nivaraj. Hi, Frida.
It's been a while, Arvind. So it's good to have you here. We also have our intern, Daniel. Say hello.
Hi.
Okay, so he sits in every Monday watching us, you know, monitoring us, making sure that we're behaving. So today we're going to be discussing a couple of things. And this topic here is something that's very close to your heart, Arvind, I know. The question we have today is, barbers have been open for 2 weeks. Have you had your hair cut yet? And of course, there is a poll happening on Instagram, on Twitter, and also you can let us know via WhatsApp. A couple of people have already commented, right? And the options are is yes, if they follow SOPs, yes, but felt unsafe, no, cut my hair at home, and no, still not safe. So before I get any further, have you had a haircut, Arvind?
The last time I had a haircut was 4 months ago, maybe about 4.5 months ago. So it's a good thing there's no video in our work.
Right. Yeah. We have seen you in other places though. So the thing is also, we asked this question about 2 weeks ago, right? So it's just going to be interesting to see what the sentiment is like now, 2 weeks on. And you know, 2 weeks ago, the results was a large percentage. Yes, finally at 39.3%. Then nope, too soon at 33.5%. So that was then 2 weeks ago. So now the hairdressing industry in phase one states was given a lifeline 2 weeks ago when they were allowed to resume operations. However, business has been off to a slowish start, and with many customers opting to wait it out and businesses themselves taking a wait-and-see approach amidst a worsening health crisis, right? And understandable. And it's been slow for hair salons in Penang, with only regular customers coming in for a cut, although they have been operating since Penang entered phase two of the national recovery plan. Salon manager Wong Pai Kwan said they were well prepared and careful in receiving customers due to the high number of cases recorded in the state daily. He said many are still not confident to come out for a haircut, just like Arvind. Only our regular customers will drop by, but not all of them come that often. They only visit for a haircut or trim every 4 to 6 weeks, so we do not see many customers daily. He said. And this is despite the fact that the salon ensures a high level of hygiene. Another hairdressing salon academy technical instructor, Jazz Tan, said all six of his hairstylists were properly trained in following SOPs. They've all received both jabs and display their vaccination certs on the front counter. So rest assured. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So something similar is happening in Klang Valley. Barbers and hair salons were allowed to open 2 weeks ago, but there have been mixed sentiments in the market. A piece from The Star from August 17 said that Malaysian Hairdressing Association is relieved that restrictions have been relaxed because they've been closed for way too long, many, many months. Many hair salons got more bookings than they could handle and actually had to turn away dozens of customers or postpone to another day on that first day when they reopened. All of them are busy making sure that SOPs are followed, like 80% of their staff are fully vaccinated. Only fully vaccinated staff allowed to work in the outlet. Wearing gloves, shortened time with the customers, face masks, face shields, and some are even using air purifiers for each and every station in front of the customers. On the flip side of that, some places only opened last week and some are only reopening this week because not all of the staff were vaccinated. And they're worried about safety and they have their own concerns. One of the popular salons or barbers here in Klang Valley called Others Barber posted a note on Instagram saying that they are operating with less staff because some have opted to not come back just yet for the same safety concerns. We will ask them a bit later on about that because we're going to have them on after the break. Also, to add to that, the SME Association of Malaysia recently said that via the Malaysian Reserve that they expect only 10 to 20% of customers returning to businesses that have been allowed to reopen.
And finally, in a report by the Sun Daily, barbers are not sure how to deal with children, right, and people under 18 who want to get a haircut before returning to classes. So by definition, anyone under 18 isn't allowed to enter barbershops because they wouldn't have been vaccinated. So there are no SOPs in place for that customer demographics just yet. And then if you say school is starting in October, right, you don't want this long-haired kid turning up. So I want to know, Arv, why have you been hesitant? You're just wary.
I'm slightly wary. And also I find it, I'm not going to say it's not essential, because we had like a few, we spoke to a few people saying that, you know, many people find personal grooming as an essential thing to do, and it helps with, especially with mental health. But for me, it's just like a personal choice. I want to wait and see. I know my hair is very long, but I still feel it's not long enough to go out yet.
Not that disheveled yet, right? So I've been looking fine as far as I can see. I've had my hair cut, right? And I think that was important for me. I needed that. And it was just, I just felt better after that. Just having a haircut, something simple like that. So anyway, we're asking this question, right? You know, barbers have been open for 2 weeks. Have you had a haircut yet? Why or why not? And, you know, there's a poll happening. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp. Keep the conversation happening there. 018-789-8899. And when we come back, we'll speak to the founder of Others. So stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. If you've just joined us, this is Frida Liu together with Arvind Yuvaraj. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Our exciting question for you today is, barbers have been open for 2 weeks. Have you had a haircut yet? Of course, a poll happening on Twitter, Instagram, and also you can comment via WhatsApp. We've got a couple of, maybe we'll go through the poll results first, Arv?
Yeah, so over on Twitter, the poll is at 34.8% of them saying yes, they followed SOPs, 5.6% saying yes, but still felt unsafe, 21.5% saying no, cut my hair at home, and the biggest number is 38.1% saying no, still not safe.
Right, okay, so this is pretty much the same from 2 weeks ago.
People, yeah, almost the same.
Yeah, so okay, understandable. I got a couple of comments here on WhatsApp, right? And we've got here from May. She says, yes, at last. From Alberto Balanza, I got my hair cut twice by my eldest son, 23, who is learning on the job. Thought it would be a good COVID skill to get and may come handy in any dystopian scenario. Interesting. And then from Ritz, I had my hair cut recently at the barbershop close to my home in Ampang. Prior to that, I was swearing to myself that my hair was growing haphazardly. Well, you know, that's okay. We've got here, I'm hoping to make a popular Dr. Seuss hairstyle from 2016, the number. From Steve Chong, good afternoon. I'm planning to have a haircut soon, also waiting for dining and cinemas reopening as well. Cinemas, yes, Arvind.
Yes.
The last time I had a haircut was a few days ago before FMCO, which is what I did, but not realizing that it was going to last, you know, so much longer. From Kok Yen, it says, nope, already waited for too long. What's another few more days? Not worth the risk. Okay, a few more days. And from Eugene, it says, my hair will grow as long as Frida's, as mine. I had to have the haircut. I salute ladies to be able to handle such length. Respect. Yes, it's called a hairband, and we just tie everything back, right? So thanks for your feedback. Keep them coming in. Now, we got here ICU, who's the director and co-founder of Others Tropicana Avenue, on the line. We've got a couple of questions for him. ICU, you know, what was your initial response like when it was announced that hair salons could open again? Were you prepared and willing to accept customers?
The announcement came out of nowhere. I remember waking up that morning to a barrage of messages from clients and friends asking me if I've heard the news that barbershops can reopen. I checked it and realized they only gave a day's notice. And my first thought was, okay, we need to sit back and think about how we're going to do this. We're aware that cases are still on the rise, and you hear the professionals saying not to fixate on the numbers, but the fear is still very real, at least for me. I know of people that got infected, and so it's hard to ignore the risk. I believe the majority of us were not truly prepared to go back to work so soon, but we also understood that there is not much of an option. Some of us don't have other means of generating income.
Mm-hmm. Al, so what has been the response from customers so far? Like, are you seeing more or less than what you expected?
So we operate via a booking system online. So when our appointment slots went live, most of the slots from the first week were taken up within the hour. Even with the fully vaccinated requirement, we were getting lots of inquiries for bookings. It was pretty much like before, whenever people came out of a lockdown, it's usually helter-skelter trying to get the first slot of the day because everyone wants to see the barber before the barber sees anyone else. I think they feel it would minimize their risks in some way. We've also noticed that there is an increase of queries about cutting for children. But with the new SOPs, being that we can only cut for fully vaccinated people, we couldn't possibly do anything about the children. We predict the rush might peter out after a while because most would have already gotten their haircut as soon as the ban was lifted.
I see. So a lot of people have learned to cut their hair at home. In a way, are YouTube tutorials now competition for the hair salons?
You would never get the same results you would if you went to a hair salon or a barbershop, especially if you haven't had prior training. It would be very difficult to replicate what you normally get at the salons or barbershops. Every person's head shape and hair type varies, so the results would look different for everyone. A YouTube tutorial doesn't account for that. I mean, sure, if you want something just short and, you know, not touching your eyes, then a YouTube tutorial can do that. But outside of those parameters, you're better off getting a professional's help. Also, going to the barber's or salon is about the experience. I'm a barber and I can cut my own hair, but I still much preferred it if someone did it for me. Because it's just not the same. If you cut your own hair, it just becomes a mechanical task, something you have to do rather than experience. And we know sometimes going to the barber's or salon is more than just getting a cut. You're carving some time for yourself, you know, to feel good. You're pampering yourself. You're going into the shop a mess and coming out feeling fresh and ready to take on task. It's also a sociable thing. You're catching up with your regular stylist. You're hanging out. You're chatting. A YouTube tutorial can't give you that, the very personal and human touch that grooming services provide.
So, Al, you posted a statement on Instagram saying that not every hairdresser has opted to come back to work at Others Barber. Some customers don't want to have their cut either. How and what can the industry do to ease these concerns for both sides?
I think the SOPs we currently have are as good as they can get. Ultimately, there are risks the moment you come in close proximity with people. Some of the staff have chosen not to return because of that, and that's completely legitimate. I guess we have to make an informed choice about the risks we are taking and weighing it up against our living conditions, you know, health, family considerations, and income. I think we're doing the best we can, and having this new rule that we are only allowed to serve if we've been fully vaccinated does help clients feel slightly more at ease coming to the shop. It's also a precautionary step we as a company have chosen to take because the government didn't say workers need to be fully vaccinated, but we wanted to ensure that our barbers will be safe when they see clients and vice versa for the clients to feel comfortable knowing we are implementing strict measures on ourselves before providing service. Obviously, we are aware that the threat is still very much present, even if we are allowed to reopen. It doesn't mean it is safe, but we've weighed the risks and seeing that there hasn't been any known salon or barbershop clusters, it should, in theory, be okay. Here's to hoping.
Right. So while the government has opened many sectors, case numbers are hitting new highs or new records every day. Are you prepared to face another prolonged closure if it comes to that?
By now, we've made our peace with it. It is actually a miracle that we're still able to open our doors now that the ban has been lifted. But we're not going to go down until we've tried every avenue we can think of. The people behind the company, the barbers, the staff, we are all very passionate about the work we do. And it is a shame that this is the circumstances that we're living with. But if we have to close, we have to close. I do believe that if we do have to close, it would be only temporary. The silver lining about hairdressing is that it is not very difficult to set up again if we wanted to. And when things are better, there is always hair to cut.
Mm-hmm. So last question, Al. Even if customers start coming back soon at half capacity and with social distancing and all these like restrictions and SOPs, do you expect to see the business thrive in 2021?
We're nearly towards the end of 2021, so we don't expect to be making much headway in terms of recovering from our losses this year. We have noticed a pattern with some clients opting for salons or barbershops closer to their homes, not wanting to travel far just for a haircut. In the before times, people were more willing to try new places out. But I believe we will mostly be serving regulars or people who live within the same area as the shop. It was pretty much the same last year when we had a similar 3-month-long ban. Both times we've had to go without revenue generation of any sort. It would undoubtedly take a while before we are able to recover, but it will at least be enough to cover the overheads and, most importantly, pay the staff.
Right. Thank you for your time. Of course, Al Siu, not ICU, Al Siu, the director and co-founder of Others Tropicana Avenue, right? To thrive, Arv, I know, be happy to survive, I guess.
Yeah, just to get by, right?
Right. You know, so it's very challenging times. And, you know, I know like many of these personal services as well. And you know, I guess what Al said was, if there are no clusters and they're following the strictest SOPs, right? I mean, they you know, hopefully customers will also feel, and you do bookings and there's less people in there, that you're a little bit more assured that it'd be okay.
Yeah, I mean, just to be fair, I know like I haven't been to the barber, the hair salon yet, but the ones that I do go to, they always follow, like you said, their SOPs, and they always follow the capacity. They don't take more people than they can handle. And there's always like a certain number of people inside the outlet at any given time. So they do follow all the strict guidelines like they have to, at least the ones that I visit.
Right. And my other concern is that, you know, I've got a unibrow slowly forming. Which a hairdresser can solve. Anyway, you know, we're asking the question, barbers have been open for 2 weeks. Have you had a haircut yet? Let us know. Take part in our poll on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll come back with more stories after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.